The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, August 20th.
Let me go get you some water.
It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning, and once again, this is CA Neary, and I shall be your host for the day. I was charming Erin with my hot potty, right? Because I finally found a hot potty I could pay for $2.50. And she really vexed that I got it, and I said, man, I can eat this, right? We ain't got to share it. And she was complaining that I didn't bring her one. I said, man, get mad to buy you things, right? And then all of a sudden, I start choking. I was unable to talk, and I think she fixed me. I think that woman fixed me just because I had a hot potty and she didn't have a hot potty. Anyway, today is going to be an open line Wednesday. And of course, this is Man Down Mashup Wednesday, when we combine both shows together and where we normally analyze the news, do analysis of the news, and critique what is happening and trending in social media. But I want you to participate inside this conversation today. I want you to bring one or two topics that you want us to hash out, right? There are one or two things that are trending, which I want to my listening audience attention to see what they think about it, to give my opinions about that, right? Like, one, the people I'm threatening to block the bridge. I'm going to read that article. I'm going to have Erin read that article. But the people I'm threatening to block the bridge, and I want to know, is that appropriate? Should we consider this an attack on the Bahamas, like a treasonous act, right? And this is the reason why I think that, right? Because we know that tourism is my number one industry. I am a pro-union person. Grew up in the union, you know, paying my dues. I believe in withholding one's labor. You vex, people are not satisfying you, you can stop working because that's your person. But when you start sabotaging the Bahamas, and see, ain't no sabotaging tourism, no, sabotaging the Bahamas, our product, to say, man, we're going to the airport and we shutting it down. Nobody could come in and out. So we go into the foot of the bridge where there's one access and we blocking that all together. That means nobody going across the bridge. I'm in tourism. I have watched the union block the bridge twice. And I saw tourists come out of the taxi and with their 4, 5, 6 pieces of luggage, men, women, and children, walk over the bridge. I was shamed. They walk over the bridge in order to check. That's a 10-minute walk. They walked over the bridge to get checked in. And I said, never. I could never condone such ever. Right? So I am concerned. I am concerned that for people who work in tourism, for people who understand that we have a fragile tourism product, that we are competing with the best in the world, right? That one bad review can shut us down for a minute, that we got to rebuild our reputation. For entities that is involved in tourism to blatantly, not just do it, no, not like, oh, we got emotional and we decided to block the bridge and we couldn't control our members, but to state that they plan, right? The idea of blocking the bridge, blocking the airport to stagnate tourism is problematic. And no behemoths need to condone such. They need to get up in arms and vexed, ratted, and say, no, what? No, 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 no. You can't do that to the Bahamian people. Welcome back. Thanks.
What did I miss you? Hold on. Who said they're going to strike?
In the newspaper. Uh-huh. Not just struck the bridge.
Who's the people?
And I think it's a taxi union.
No, it couldn't be the taxi union.
What do you mean it couldn't be the taxi union? Them who's planning to block the bridge.
I mean, it could be them because they already...
Let's see the TUC. What the TUC saying?
They already...
The headline with the TUC.
They already...
TUC threatens. See there? See the, no, next paper.
Ah, read TUC that. Threatens national strike.
See, I don't mind you withdrawing labor.
No. Taxi's already on strike, though. They're already on protest. They don't adhere to the traffic controls. They don't stop at stop signs. Mm-hmm. And I say they, I mean... The majority, not all, but the majority, they don't stop at stop signs. They don't stop at red lights. They don't use the turn signal. They like to turn right on red, right? They obstruct traffic. They come to almost a complete stop at any time with no notice, not even the hazard lights, even though hazard lights are only supposed to be used if your car have a hazard, not because you operate in taxi. They don't, Bahamians have difficulty accessing their services, right? They park their car anywhere, disabled parking spots. They ignore in the parking lots. They throw their car anywhere. They act like they the prime minister's escort. Those are the people who strike in?
I believe the taxi union has too much power. And mind you, I understand the history of them in terms of governance and politics, whatever it is. But when you threaten to attack tourism, not withdrawing your labor and say, I'm mad and I'm protesting and I'm going downtown with banners or whatever it is, but you said, I'm going to block the bridge. That's what I'm going to do, to force your hand. You know, I'm going to block the airport. I have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with the protest in and of itself. Mm. And I would not ever withdraw the taxi cab union's right to protest. Although over the last months, some of their leaders been saying some things that are just wild, like the former leader. And maybe the answer is in the question, right? The former leader saying, oh, no, man, we good for the next 100 years. We're pleased with our relationship with the ministry at this point in time. I think he was removed as president shortly after that. So that's not what it is, right? They should have the right to protest. And if necessary, right, we understand potentially the need or the perceived need to shut down tourism. But the question is this.
Let me shut down tourism.
Hold on. The question is this. That's what I said. But the question is this, Nuri. What circumstance exists today warrants that action? I don't think there's any circumstance that exists right now that could possibly warrant that action.
Conversation. We have a number of callers waiting. So let's go to the first one there, Kermit. Guardian Radio, AM, you're live. There's an open line today. Go ahead.
Green.
Good morning.
Morning.
Green, I was trying to get onto your show earlier, but we'll talk about that another day.
Yes,
sir. Talk about the taxis. The taxis that could block up the bridge, you know, there's a thing called obstruction of traffic. Every taxi driver was there, what is there? I would tell them, bring out all the ticket book. I'd charge them for obstruction. But if I was a taxi driver, you think I'd be by the airport 5 o'clock in the morning, sitting out eating on a job, or I'll be downtown, sitting out hoping a tourist bus. Oh, I can't get a taxi from East Street to South Beach.
Listen, if I were a taxi driver, the U.S. government would have to ask me if I have a work permit. The amount of business I would be soliciting from tourists before they get here.
That's another thing. I would have. Once you're in my taxi one time, and this is what the attitude, this is how the old taxi drivers used to carry on. People like Romeo Farrington and them. Once you ride a taxi one time, then ever you land to the Bahamas, you call him on your way to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the good hospitality and the good work, the good job.
The sense of safety.
Slippers on their foot. Old jeans, no belt on, they shade on their pants, they hair. Now, if you don't have your hair twined up, at least have it shape up. And look what's that about. Some of these taxi drivers is a shame, man.
I hear you.
Thank you very much.
And a lot of them don't work to work again. They work for that one job, and then that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, I work in the work again. Then I used to drive. I was a public service driver before. I started to work for government on my jitney. Then I pulled downtown by Hovers and Sons. I would meet 219 buses there. And people would pass them. One day a woman say, well, why does do that? Why does pass them and come to you? I said, go out, I can wait on you. Go out and look in them bus. Hear the music they playing in them bus. And tell me if you against one of them, you relate to them.
Mm-hmm.
Your yes, presentation, sir. Brother, would carry you around. Once you have a good, your first presentation with any customer in any public service, whether it be tourists, whether it be Bahamians, anybody, You only have one chance to do a first one, you know.
Yes, sir.
You can never do a first one twice.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, man. The lines
lit up. Continue listening.
Yeah, yes, definitely. I appreciate all of that, man. Yes. The lines are light up. Producer, let allow the people to talk. Go ahead, call them. Call Gern Went. Call it there. Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, Carlo. Can you hear us?
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Yeah. Two quick points. You know the taxi drivers, them? If they feel like this in way back yonder, like when the place wasn't even developed or nothing like that, people get away with that. But as they looking now for it, I'm ashamed to see tourists can hop out their car and walking over the bridge with whatever and stuff like that. They think they're hurting somebody. No, they hurt nobody. The union man say, long as he is president, this ain't happen on this watch. Look at who they paying, who that union paying that dues to, who they gone under. So in other words, people encouraging these people, they're not losing because why? The union man gonna get paid whether rain or shine. The union man them get paid their dues to that leader, union, and stuff like that. So these people, money is not going to get cut. It's the taxi drivers, them, who got to be out there hustling to try to make a living. But they ain't see that play. Not because a man wake up one morning, he feel like he going, oh, I going to do this. You got to start thinking, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might not be in tourists, but mom and pop stores are affected too because people were waking inside a hotel. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Where are they spending money?
Thank you very much again.
Hello? Yeah, yes, sir.
Go ahead, Cole.
And that belief, that false man acting like a police.
Yes, sir.
He even being with some police on patrol and stuff.
Yeah.
He even being sitting in places where he ain't supposed to be. Our country, we taking it slightly and lightly.
Yeah, he has intel
now. Start tighten up.
Yes,
the
sir.
Bahamas, back in the 50s and 40s, ain't no more like the day. The criminal now planning things, man. Where he get this uniform from? And look at how much they put him on bail for, $5,000. We're joking.
That's the question I had.
Been at least on a bail for $100,000 to send a message out to the people. Why? We are really joking. This in our security. And you find a person doing this, you're trying to be a. Okay? What we gonna, the message what we is going to send ain't going to be nice. And stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
Because if he do that.
What else would he do?
What else would you do?
What else could he do? Thank you so kindly.
I appreciate it. Aaron, Aaron, I have issues or serious issues when, one, anyone attack a police officer while he's on duty, especially if you shoot after a police officer while he's on duty. I there's no empathy, no sympathy.
Your job is to get away, not to kill him, to get away without killing him. Yeah. That's the assignment.
My empathy, my sympathy just goes out of the way.
How the police
arrest you, I don't even care no more. And I'm saying that because of my emotions. One. Two, I'm not sure how this person who allegedly impersonated. Yes. I'm not sure how he was able to do it for so long. Doing it once or twice is one thing. But the idea of
the suggestion is weeks.
Weeks.
But it's more than that. Indication.
He has uniform.
That it's not the first time that he's attempted to
do that. I'm concerned. I'm concerned that what type of intel or training he got access to while he's impersonating.
Yeah, this is a big thing. And the question of bail. I know the matter is now, he's been charged, right? So it's about to be like before the court.
Yeah.
The question of bail, does a crime of this nature warrant, right? Bail. This is a serious crime.
It's a serious crime.
Like murder,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we question, well, what are the considerations for bail in this instance? Like I said, I had the question, what do you mean a person who's in jail for a gun crime, who's on a work release program that apparently gets a sleep out?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem to me like it was you leave the prison at 7 and you come back at 4 kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It appeared as if this was an overnight type of vibe.
But they do have overnight type of vibe too.
Right. So you the initial crime is a gun crime, and then you are detained in possession of another weapon, and mm-hmm. and you deal in concurrent. No. Yeah.
Your cousin, our family, is in news again. Freddie Munnings.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hopefully he listens, because he listens to the show.
Yeah.
He's listening to the show. That's why I can critique him hard, because I've been asking him to come on the show so I can batter him up on the same subject, right? But he keep on bringing it up again, and I say, I can talk about my good cousin about it, because I don't agree with him. Mm-hmm. I believe he need to do more. I understand his emotion and passion, his dedication. I'm not questioning that. Mm-hmm. He is a senior man in the Musicians Union. Mm-hmm. He is critiquing the government again, which is cool. But I'm trying to understand, what has the union done in order to convince the government to support their efforts?
That's
my concern.
I like how you said that. Convince the government to support their efforts, mm-hmm. right? What has the union done?
What has the union done?
What are you doing?
What is he doing?
And if it's taken this long, because he indicates in the articles that he's either the owner or co-owner or co-founder of the new night spot out Coral Harbor, mm-hmm. Right? Like, if it's taken you so long, and if it's so difficult for you with all of the expertise and institutional knowledge and experience and international networking and the resources and capacity that brings.
Access to talent.
If it's so difficult for you, what you think about us little jabronis? And I's a 49-year-old jabroni. What about these little 22, 25-year-old jabronis who want to do something?
My question is, what does he want the government to do? Hash that out. Let me understand, what is it that you're critiquing the government? Because I know you want to do something. Mm-hmm. But in business, I think an entrepreneur, the government just needs to open up or give access to payments, and then you work. So I find it odd for me, right? Trying to say, do you want government to invest in your business? And then we get partial ownership as a Bahamian people?
So what I'm expecting from government...
What type of policy?
That supports the growth and sustenance...
Like what?
Okay, so for instance, the infamous one, make the hotels feature live Bahamian music every night. Make them pay for it.
I understand.
As a part of the tourism product.
Now, mind you, the two major, maybe you have three major hotels, all have musicians playing throughout the day. Different acts, either at their pool side, mm-hmm. or if they have a convention or a banquet, they have that played again. The person so they have them there. Now, to create a Bahamian act, mm-hmm. right? So y'all play music, and it doesn't fit in their theme. Or doesn't fit in.
See, pause right there. See, that's it right there. Stick it right there. How could resort, a hotel, a tourism product in the Bahamas look at me and say, that Bahamian music you have there, that don't fit our theme?
No, it matter Bahamian that is not making profit for them. When they start doing diminishing profits, say, I'm paying you. And I'm not getting people interested.
Well, then the hotel is having a poor idea of translating or interpreting the idea of paradise into the minds of their guests. Because if you convince those people to come here mm-hmm. and suggested to them mm-hmm. that they will be in paradise in the Bahamas mm-hmm. by being inundated with foreign, non-Bahamian music, then you selling a bad product.
I mean, we have a discussion on that. Let's go to
the
call.
Sorry about that.
I appreciate that. Because recently, one of the hotels, and I'd be vague with that, decided to change their music concept to jazz.
Okay.
They have people coming to the Bahamas in droves. In droves, because they say, this concept is what they want. This is what they want. And they say, they invite all the Bahamians. Any Bahamian who can do jazz, y'all come. We can infuse you into this international concept. But this displaced another music type. And all the Bahamians got mad, saying, oh, you're supposed to make space for this music type. And they said, this is not what we want. This is not what we're selling. There's then the next big hotel over the bridge. They too have a theme. They said, we want y'all, all the Bahamians come and participate, but this is the genre we want you to play.
What's the genre?
Well, I know their genre. They have some kind of disco type thing.
See, okay, so pause right there. See, mm-hmm. it's about sense of self, mm-hmm. sense of identity, sense of belonging, right? Because, sure, have a disco theme. I love it. It's all Bahamian. How you could have disco without T-Connection?
If they could get T-Connection, they would hire them. But you
get T-Connection music, and you have Bahamians who could perform T-Connection music, and you have international artists who could perform T-Connection music. Yeah. But the one thing you cannot deny is that T-Connection was the funk in funk music, right? The impact of the Bahamas on the development of music, from Joseph Spence to Jerry DeVoe, to Lenny Kravitz, right? It's all Bahamian in there. How could, okay, for example, Bo Slunkin. If I was Ministry of Tourism, in some Middle East countries, when you do poorly at Olympic and internationally, they beat you on the bottom of your foot.
Listen, go ahead.
I beat people on the bottom of their foot. How could we know that King Harrison is or was heralded as one of the backbone of the Neil Diamond touring band for 40 years, and Berry Gordy and all the Motown people say King Harrison, our King Harrison, is the unsung hero of Motown? And what you mean we don't have a yearly Motown festival? What you mean that we don't have at least one cruise line that runs a Motown cruise through the Bahamas? What you mean we don't have a Neil Diamond festival?
We need an investor,
Sweet Caroline,
who can buy a cruise ship. Imagine instead of having our government own a cruise ship.
I didn't say the government's supposed to own the cruise ship. I didn't say that at all. Let me throw that idea back in the bush.
Let me get a caller.
Throw that idea in the
bush. It seems as if we want our government to go into business.
No, I didn't say that.
Let's go to the caller.
I want the government. I said
go ahead, caller.
Policy.
Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio. Call Gary Wines. Let's move to the next caller. Guardian Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning, man.
This is Fred Munning.
Cousin, because I vex. You're complaining again, and I want to know what exactly you want our government to do, man.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir.
Before I address our cousin,
okay,
let me say that you, Mr. Neary, had suggested that I come and be a guest.
Yes, several times.
I am available to you. Just give me a call and we'll arrange that, all right? That's number one. Number two.
Come Friday. What you doing Friday?
What do we want the government to do? Before my father died, in 1995 or thereabouts, we've been agitating for the government to establish an Entertainment Cultural Encouragement Act, as is the Hotel Encouragement Act and other such acts, which will incentivize Bahamian investors to invest in the entertainment industry so that we can have ownership as opposed to depending on the foreign direct investors whom you have identified to bring their particular style and management of entertainment offerings to our country.
Pause there. Pause there and explain that, because I hear you and I didn't understand nothing you said.
Let me explain it. If you look at our history in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, throughout the island of 50 nightclubs operating successfully that were owned by Bahamians, there were no nightclubs in the hotel property. We confuse the hotels with the entertainment industry. The hotel is in the lodging business. They have now been allowed to enter the casino business, and they have now been allowed to enter the restaurant business, and they have now been allowed to enter the entertainment and nightclub business. We have given the foreign direct investors all of the concessions. When we, as Bahamians, when we invest in the nightclub business particularly, and I recently done so some 3 years ago, we got not one penny of a waiver with respect to the taxes that we pay. Those in the resort will get almost 100% tax advantage when they invest their money.
So let me ask this question. So you want some tax exemption?
What you want the government to do? This is what I want the government to do.
Go ahead.
Establish an entertainment where can invest and get the same concession. Let's get the land concessions as they get. Let's get the waivers that they get and exemptions from various taxes throughout 20, 30 years. And let's get the promotional dollars and value that they get to promote our businesses in the Bahamas. That's what we want the government to do.
So let me slow it down. So you want to get access to land?
No, well, that too, if necessary.
So we know the foreign investor is buying their land, but I assume you can buy it and you can get a discount, or you want the government to give you a free land?
They gave land recently to resort, recently made access to some 50 acres of our land to the resort.
I'm not sure if our government sold any land to any resort.
You check it out.
Which area? If you want to call the hotel.
I'm talking about Bahama Resort.
And you said we sold it to them?
You check it out to see if they
or we give it them free.
Access to land.
I thought they trade the land.
Well, my brother, you know, you could use all kind of fancy words. I am saying, but then let's trade the land to Bahamia.
But you need to have land to trade.
We have land.
And you want
to
get
free. We have access to land. All the crown land in the Bahamas belong to Bahamian people.
No problem. So we give you the land and what else?
We then, once we have access to the land, we get access to financing, for example.
So you want government
finance? Let me answer the question, man.
All right, go ahead.
In other areas, when they give concessions, for example, in America, where I lived for 15 years, there was an opportunity for me to invest in the recording industry. When I was attached to a production company, when they invest $1 of their money, the government of the United States of America gave them concessions on $2 that they could write off on various taxes. For example, we have a serious issue right now in the country where many are being challenged to pay their real property taxes. The governments are owed millions of dollars. We have suggested to the government, if you give, for example, a Bahamian investor an incentive, if you invest $1 in the nightclub business, you will be able to write off $2 of your real property tax. What will that do? That will incentivize me to invest in the nightclub business because I could get a value in terms of writing off some of my real property tax. But in addition to that, we will hire hundreds of other types of employees to run those businesses, and those people will pay their taxes, and therefore the government will recoup that money 100 times over.
You have any template of this, any successful Bahamian musician business that you can say, hey, this is what I talk about here?
Well, like I told you, I just went through the experience and I opened my own nightclub just to demonstrate and prove my point. Invested hundreds of thousands of dollars. We did not get 1 cent after we have been promised that we would have by the junior minister, whatever his title is, Michael Hart Peters, that we would have gotten such concessions. Never got a penny.
Okay.
This is what we want to
do. So what we'll do is, we'll invite you on.
Yes.
We can write down all of your concerns.
And invite Michael Hart Peters.
And then we'll invite Mr. Hart Peters on, and he can respond to all your concerns in terms of what they were prepared to do.
You and him to do it.
Because I was told that at one point in time they offered you a spot on Bay Street. They said, open up a nightclub on Bay Street.
I would choose not to open the club on Bay Street. Why? Cat and Phil was on Nassau Street, man. Why would I go on Bay Street and incentivize and enrich those who have all the wealth in the country?
That's black Bahamian. But that's black Bahamian on Bay Street, though.
Bring it over the hill where I have my land. Why should I do it on Bay Street? It's only Bay Street where we can develop the tourism industry.
Okay. So let's make
Bring
a date.
It over the hill.
Let's make a date. When can you come on the show? Give me a date.
You suggested Friday. What time Friday?
11 o'clock Friday.
Okay. God willing.
God willing.
We do 11 o'clock on Friday.
Yes, we'll continue this conversation. I can write down the notes. Then we can try again, contact with Mr. Halkidis.
No problem.
And then have him respond on why it can't work or why is it not working and what they need you to do.
No, they don't need me specifically to do anything. I have given them my ideas. If you look at the MOU, which we recently signed, it's enshrined in there with the now minister, with the now prime minister, was a signatory that they will establish tourism act. Look at Article 15 in the MOU. I will bring a copy.
Yeah, bring that.
I'll show it to you.
Yes, bring that.
That's the 2021 MOU?
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. So you'll be in charge of reading that.
No, I don't like to read that.
Yeah?
No.
And if you send me your phone number, your WhatsApp number, Mr. Nuri, I'll send it to you in advance so you could prepare yourself.
Yeah.
Because if we can talk serious, I don't want to come to
you. You have a pen?
No, you just, Ms. Green, I have my contact.
Okay, we can forward it. Good. I appreciate you. Friday, at 11.
I come talk serious business. We ain't talking
serious business.
We're talking serious business.
Serious business, because I will know why you keep on begging the government, and the government giving all kind of money why you can't get the money. Okay, then. Let's go to the next quarter. That's Friday. You got to be here for that. Yeah, you got to be here for that. Go ahead, caller. Okay. Guardian Radio AM. Guardian Radio AM.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead. You're live.
Yeah. Morning, Nuri. My name is Grant.
Morning.
Well, firstly, the issue with the taxi union doing a little shutdown thing, I think it's a bit crazy. I mean, I respect the fact that they want to stand up for their rights, but I think it's a bit crazy that two entities is delivery drivers against the taxi drivers and not the taxi drivers against the government. If it was a problem there and they couldn't get it resolved, I can understand that. But the scene that there's two groups, Marlis and someone should have mediated between the government, or someone should have, you know what I mean, gone between that and sort that out and sell that thing as opposed to getting to this point. Now, I don't feel as if they have a right to go that far, you know, kind of, but if they feel so, that's fine. But like I said before, when it's two groups as opposed to a group against the government, I don't think they have a right to really do that, per se. But I don't really think the tourists really, I think they have more understanding than Mr. Nuri might think. You understand? I think they have more understanding than Mr. Nuri might think, because I feel as if Mr. Nuri don't have a strong sense of justice. You know what I mean? My opinion, and if Mr. Nuri was a lawyer, I wouldn't hire him to represent me to get me no justice, because me and Mr. Nuri had a little short back and forth, and Mr. Nuri told me to go find a new idea, you know what I mean, as it relates to something. But Mr. Nuri, like I tell you, you know what I mean, I ain't got to find a new idea, because what I deal with, ain't no one ever beat me at what I do, and I'll always be the best at what I do. But and Mr. Nuri, I want you to understand, Mr. Nuri, we get the society that we all contribute to. And if we don't stand up against injustice, Mr. Nuri, when anybody else...
You finish it?
Ain't nothing could change. You understand where I'm coming from?
I'm just talking nonsense, but I'll let you run on with it. Thanks very much, though.
You guys talk. Go ahead.
You want to hang up yet, Kermit? Let the man talk nonsense.
You're the clown.
Don't call back. Go ahead, Kermit. Guide me here.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good morning.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. How you doing? First of all, for the taxi union and other people, this is something I didn't get to see yesterday. There's three things we like to talk about in the country, okay? Innovation, disruption, right? And there's another concept called destructive innovation. Now, here's what happened. Innovation is a new product or new idea. You have to come and say, oh, innovative and everything. And if it's not new, it's a new product, a new idea, it ain't innovation. Disruption is something that totally changes the marketplace. And then disruptive innovation is like a cause-effect bridge, because a true innovation can cause disruption, right? All disruptive innovations are innovations. Not all innovations are disruptive, and not all disruptions come from innovation. And that's when you talk with the taxi drivers, and the fact is this. The world is changing. Whether it be delivery, the taxi drives, whatever, and they have variations of the disruption that is happening globally. But I want to come back to this thing that your caller just spoke about and the need for government. And that ties into the theme where you say, when we start talk about this tourism economy, never in our time has there been an opportunity as today for behemoths to own the tourism industry. And in fact, the tourism industry, a professional surveyor came to the Bahamas over the last 3 years, and they says the tourism product in the Bahamas, other than the cruise ship, is dated and old. In fact, they called me back when they heard about Atlantis making these announcement of the $1.9 billion and $400 million. They said, because we haven't refreshed our product anywhere. And so the problem is that's because we've been waiting for external. We have access to capital, you know. Don't mind the fact that we want to believe that the banks and financial service industry stops us. There's no borders. Prime Minister Davis talk about the walls that he needs to tear down. The problem is there's no longer any walls that he's referring to except in his mind.
Okay, then.
And so the point I'm talking about, like with Freddie and the rest of them, nothing in the Bahamas that behemoths don't a need they can't have access to. I use this expression. People often remain in the dark. not due to lack of light, but failure to open their eyes. Because you can look around and see everything in that studio. Close your eyes, nothing goes away except you see darkness. That's the mind. And I'm simply saying is that we have access, but we don't have the type of conversation that is required where we run around and we say, oh, we have a need for 25,000 homes, but nobody provides the solution.
Okay.
Oh, we need to own the tourism industry. And I'm simply saying is that fintech, real estate market, tourism, all of these things is capable right now. If you have an idea right now, it is so easy for you to stand in front of 1,000 people and convince them in your idea in the fintech industry to give you $1,000 each.
And I appreciate you, Cialin, and all of those are great ideas, and that's why I welcome it. I mean, Aaron always encourages that you open up some type of school to make sure other behemoths get access to this. I see the lines are full. Let me read this. It says, good morning. The person who impersonated a police officer should have been held on remand. There are many questions to be answered. How many crime scenes he has visited as an officer, information that may have assisted a criminal or victim of a crime, he should be on remand. And I am concerned. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Go ahead, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM.
Good morning, C.A. and Aaron.
Good morning.
You know, that's the great C. Allen Johnson and Freddie Munnings Jr., I just basically endorse what you had to say, C.A., in respect to C. Allen. But the taxi drivers, C.A., I also agree with you, you know, because I'm trying to understand exactly what is the taxi driver's problem. You know, I had an opportunity to be involved in the tourism sector, C.A., and everything what the taxi union is alleging that delivery drivers are doing, that's exactly what the taxi drivers do to other businesses involved who's involved in the tourism sector. Just to give you an example, right? If the Ministry of Transport now, just a spot, you'll find gin and coconut water.
Yeah, they give drinks.
In some of their vans. And
trinkets too.
Bears and other stuff, but they claim that they are giving away free, but they'd be charging the tourists for it. I always had a back and forth with them because I told them, I said, look, when those cruise ship dock enters the port, you don't see the captain of these cruise ships pulls up and say, hey, all of y'all who are going to benefit from this, y'all give us a commission. But this is what the taxi drivers do. I always stress to them, look, you're in the transportation business. The here braiders are in the braiding business. Us who in the food and restaurant business, we provide the food and the drinks. But they can't get that, you know. They crisscrossing all over the place, and their main contention is that they built the tourism industry. I don't know where they get that from, because all of the social partners who I would have called contributed and creating the tourism sector, which, by the way, complete chaos. Because it seems as if that successive governments, they don't really look at the template. I mean, CA, why can't, what's wrong with us having the most beautiful beaches in the Bahamas? Go down there to Jokunu Beach and tell me what you see.
Shanty town?
If you don't see a clear indication of a shanty town.
Shanty town?
All over the place. A bunch of chaos. And we need to bring the tourism sector into some sort of conformity where, you know, because we are here to enhance their vacation, not interrupt these people's vacation with a bunch of chaos and nonsense. And I believe the government should step in and remove those taxi drivers who chose to be disrupted by the closing down this and closing that. They don't have the moral authority to do that. But this is where we are now with these so-called individuals.
Thank you very much, Duncan. I appreciate that.
Did Duncan talk about the taxi drivers who insist that you have to pay them to bring tourists to your enterprise?
Yeah, they charge you.
So they offer in a tour, right? Like they offer in a tour and they get through tour. And they make the tourists not just pay like a regular taxi fee, but they pay a tour rate to go on this tour. So the tourists paying them to take them to places. And then you want me to pay you a price per tourist? a price set for each tourist you bring. I'm bringing you the product. I'm giving you something to entertain them with. Your stories are not that witty. They're not that funny.
Imagine paying $15 to go across the bridge as a tour to carry to Cape to the beach, to Cabbage Beach, and at the top of the bridge where the teller is, you turn backwards and say, "Hey, someone got to pay the dollar to go across the bridge." That's problematic. You already charged me $15 to go across the bridge. Well, yeah. This text says, "Hey guys, Mr. Munnings is correct. I work in the hospitality field, and the guests always ask where can they go locally, not in the hotel. And I work where you work, Mr. Nuri. Our government is killing the Bohemian bands. Bohemian business just need to open up. And if you had something that is worthwhile to tell the tourists to go to, then tell them. If a tourist asks me, where can I eat Bohemian food? I said, you go to the fish fry. And they said, how is the ambience? I say, it could be rough sometimes.
They serve time on this fish fry?
What kind of time?
Like T-H-Y-M-E time.
I don't know.
But then don't tell them it's Bohemian food if it ain't no time in it.
Some of them have time.
They're waiting for forever.
You could get a good griot at a fish fry. The griot there is good. Or some Chinese. You get some good Chinese at fish fry too.
Seriously?
No, you get some good Chinese at fish fry.
You going to take me there today?
Yeah, we get some Chinese.
I didn't say he's going to buy any. I just said you can take me there.
Yeah, you get Chinese. Okay. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
You're live.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Green and Miss. I mean.
Go ahead, man. You good.
Mr. Green and good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Miss Green, yeah. If I did ask you that question, would you say the tourist asked him of where I could find some good Bohemian food? Mm-hmm. I ain't asking for no Chinese or nothing else. Or no griot. I say Bohemian food. Where would you tell them, Ms. Green? Because that's an important question that I hear what he answers. It's the fish fry, and I don't know how much that's Bohemian food out there. But where would you say, Ms. Green?
Wherever Marina Young San's sister's cooking, that's where the best Bohemian food is. But she passed away, yeah. But the sister's still cooking. What's the one in Ridgeland Park, at the Anglican Church in Ridgeland Park?
To the Anglican Church?
In Ridgeland Park.
Yeah, I know. That's Holy
Christ the King? Or
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
On Sunday, or you?
No, you just call them and ask them where those ladies cooking. But okay, if you ask me where I gonna take my guests,
real Bohemian food, no.
But commercial, like I go out to a restaurant to get real Bohemian food, and I want it to be relatively inexpensive, but we could sit down and eat.
Sometimes people don't worry, but the price, as long as it's some good food and good service.
I agree.
Give me that name
because
I'm
gonna
move on.
Nesbitt.
Where to go?
Nesbitt.
Where she said to go?
Nesbitt.
Okay,
okay. The
one
where they have the.
You see, you
gotta
think about it.
Hold on.
I know the place. The place where they do the cricket club.
The cricket club.
You go to the one on East Bay Street.
What about Beverly
Plaza?
Tell them the fish fry, right?
No, we ain't say the fish fry. What about Beverly's?
You ain't gonna tell the tourists that no more.
What? You don't like the fish fry?
Yeah, but that ain't Bohemian. I mean, some Bohemian food out there, but the majority. Listen, the taxi people, right? I agree with everything what you say, Nuri, how bad it look and everything, and you don't want that. I agree with what people had to say too, right? But I think we still need to deal with what they say their problem is. They talk about the delivery drivers, something would happen in there. All of the things from Ms. Green saying, everyone else say what they need to do to make their business better, right? I agree with it. But the government or whosoever's the authority, their problem, at least they tell
I tell
us
you what the Papa, I can tell you what the problem is right now, and it's a problem that unions have created for themselves.
Yeah,
they play too much politics when they're supposed to be unioning.
Oh, I didn't hear that part on the news. I hear
okay,
that
so
delivery drivers coming there and getting
earlier in the conversation, not today, but weeks and weeks ago, when this conversation started and we started seeing images of fights out by the airport, right? One of the factions indicated that they got a letter from the minister responsible for transport at the time, authorizing so and so. Watch this. They need to stop playing games. You benefit from the proximity and the lack of clarity, right? You're happy when you benefit from it, but then you want to strike when you don't benefit from it?
So what you talk, that how you connect that with the delivery driver.
Okay, so it's I think the delivery, I think delivery drivers, it may have been delivery drivers said, hey man, when Glenisanna Martin was the minister responsible for transport, we got authorization from her indicating that we could be out here in a letter. And I thought, but if it's not in legislation, right, like if it's not in policy, then can you rely on a letter from a minister in a former administration? What I'm saying is, right, is that they got to put the politics down.
Yes.
But here's the next thing. We on the air, what's the difference between a taxi and a livery? What's the difference?
No.
You're
right, what's, but I want them to make their fair share to go home to pay their bills and stuff, you know, all two of them. The tall people and the taxi drivers.
Yeah,
there's
but
room for improvement. Some of them ain't representing good taxi drivers, right? We know that.
They all should be.
Okay, Papa, let me move on to the next caller's though, caller. I appreciate you. Let me move on
to. I won't tell you about the BTV. I would brave them talk about it. I won't tell you. I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
I don't know if they can do that to the prison. He talked about skilled people. And Ms. Green, I don't want to know, like, if we was ever paying people them to train Bahamian people, pay them whilst they training, right? Them to train them, right, to do to get professional, to get degrees and stuff like that. Or is something new with the prime minister talking about?
No, we've had it before. I've known a number of.
He won't put it on a bigger scale. Eh?
Yes, I know a number of people who used to go and learn how to fix lawnmowers.
We need to work with them. We could pay them and train them so when they come out here, they could be technicians and different things, get degrees and different things, psychologists and different things. Even when you could be a pastor, a priest, or a reverend, what degree is, Ms. Green?
Doctor of Divinity.
You could train them to do all of that because they could come back out here and help.
Okay, then. Let's go to the next caller. Guy in Radio AM. Let's do this quickly. Go ahead, caller. I'm trying to get all y'all in.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Listen, I hear this guy.
Go ahead.
Hey, let me say this.
No, repeat what you said. I didn't hear you, sir.
The
sorry.
The problem is at the airport for delivery. If you look at the law says delivery drivers have to prearrange. Now, I listened to the president talk yesterday and said that their guys don't hustle the guests. They wait for the room traffic. I work from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a video for you so you can see what's really going on out there. See, everybody just misleading the public.
But it's two different issues, you know.
Let me finish, man.
Go ahead.
Then you're saying that the public, we don't want to take the public people. First, you got to show proof for that because I take everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I get calls from many Bahamians. I pick them up and I drop them to their destination. And a lot of other taxi drivers does that. So I don't know where y'all get that information from.
Mm-hmm.
If you never try, call in and get the taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then I listen to.
But you still didn't want to address my issue.
So what's that again?
You don't address my. I talk about y'all threatening to block the bridge and block the airport.
Listen to me.
I have a problem with that. I say, take your license.
That's what Only said? In the event that the government, let me tell you who's creating this problem.
I don't know who's trying to block the bridge.
Listen to me, man. Because it seems like when you're not in the field making the money and that's not affecting you, you don't have no concern.
So you would block the bridge?
Yeah, what I'm saying to you.
I'm asking if you would block the bridge.
From all over the world where they're striking.
You would block the bridge.
They don't know what striking is.
You would block the bridge? Lord have mercy. Let me go. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. Everyone would destroy this country, you know. We got to go. It's at the end of the show. I mean, the people want sabotage tourism and just want me to sit idly by and know that things rough. Be trying to impress the world. Know that we compete with Cuba, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, and know that we are third class. We trying to get better. But they're willing to sabotage everything. Everything for them to make more money. Something is wrong with that. Something is wrong with that. Someone needs to safeguard tourism for the next generation. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
You in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona.
weekly appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Looking for your dream job in paradise? At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, we're hiring. And with over 200 positions available, we're confident you'll find your perfect fit. Whether you're passionate about keeping guests safe as a lifeguard, or if mixing up refreshing cocktails as a bartender is more your speed, there's a spot waiting just for you. Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career to explore openings and apply today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.